From Puebla, it's Austin, Texas. This is Stacker News Live!
Hi, that's me. Hey, what's up?
I usually have a little more
pump. Yeah, when you're busy, it's hard to have hum and bravado. Okay. Well, how are those vanilla wafers? Oh. My mom used to eat a lot of vanilla wafers. Well, she would make a lot of banana pudding because she was from the South. Oh, you don't like vanilla wafers? What do you eat before you eat the vanilla wafers? Like the Oreos? Chips Ahoy? Oh, like... Yeah, you like the French, French cookie stuff. Well,
we have Austin Tech. We've been seeing that. So, Sprocky out there. Sprocky out there, founders. Water Deal Flow. Thanks, Gerald Bowles. And then we got the awesome film festival starting. So, I think it was yesterday or tonight. I saw a good group of people just at the Omni and around all the stuff. Vibes are high, dude. It's feeling good out there.
Yeah, it did seem really busy last night. I didn't realize Film Week was happening. Is that a lot of indie stuff during Film Week?
As far as I know, yeah. I'm not really plugged into that. It was just, it's different. I want to be like,
are you using that? Sorry.
There you go. You can talk to that
one. Okay. Hi. Sorry to interrupt. I'm here. Hello. Am I here? Thanks. Hey, guess what?
The new zine.
Wait, maybe I'm muted. Oh, I was muted the whole time.
The whole time you were muted, you were the only one talking. So it was just
doesn't matter. Who cares? Okay. I'm not doing it over. Go for it. Wow. You got the mic, as they say in the. I don't know where they say.
Where do they say that?
I don't know. I think I saw it in a Channing Tatum movie.
You're a man of mystery, Carr.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Have you started talking about anything yet?
He was talking about Tech Week and then Film Week. And then he was
but keep going because I need to do my thing.
And then he was talking about vanilla wafers.
I need to do my thing that Siggy calls Carr just not interested.
Yeah.
But in reality, I'm actually doing
He was reminding us for the 10th time how busy he was.
It's been a busy week, dude.
Okay, so there was like the Austin like film festival.
Yeah. It's film week. It's busy week for Carr. It's
I actually looked at That's like what was going on, but it looked like way too professional and not interesting.
It's not professional. It's just,
well, I guess I was looking at the talks and not really the movies.
No, you should go. Like it's right up your alley. Like you're like. That's what's great about this is like the entrance for people that are creative is right there for you.
Yeah.
You don't need it. That's what I think most people miss about Austin is it's not pretentious.
True.
There's no pretentious with Austin.
Well, that's good.
I think that's the biggest thing with some of these other cities. There's this like sort of pretentiousness.
Right.
And in Austin, it's not like that.
But I think that really is at the bottom of it is just like people wanting to protect their income. Because if there's too many artists, then they don't get paid as much. Right.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it. I look at it more like it's just more communal.
But yeah.
All boats rise type of thing.
Well, that's the positive end of like the other side.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Rogan talks about this more than I do, but. Oh, my thing came out. I'll put it on later.
You listen to Joe Rogan? I haven't listened to Joe Rogan long.
No, he's been talking about that on.
I think the Spotify switch was a bad move. He like fell out of people's routines.
Yeah, I guess.
But he's been like back and forth on Spotify though, right?
So it was just one big like 3-year period where he was like Spotify.
Oh, and that's when people dropped, do you think?
That's my thought, yeah, he took $100 million payday to lose relevance.
I mean, it's the same thing that Howard Stern did, remember?
Yeah, and who's Howard Stern?
But no, but I think the thing that Howard Stern missed up on is that he never went back to the thing. I think Joe Rogan, you know, was smart enough to go back to YouTube, so he did.
Yeah, he just wanted the money, and then after that, he's like, relevance.
Yeah, let me do
this. I don't think Joe Rogan is relevant in my life anymore. I think that time of my life is over.
I would agree.
Which, you know, it was good for that time.
It's good while it lasted.
Yeah. Ted says it's like eating goldfish.
Oh, he's just too mainstream now, you think?
That's okay. I just wanted everyone to know.
I wouldn't call him. Well, yeah, I guess you guys are right. I guess he is very mainstream, but he does have a big audience irregardless. So maybe he is the mainstream now, I guess.
I don't know if
he is powerful. That's more of the thing. He's got a lot of power.
Does he?
At least in his own world, yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's affiliated.
Don't we all have a lot of power in our own worlds? Or do you mean something?
Well, that's hopeful.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to staple this now.
Oh, right. This has turned into a zine making tutorial.
Keon,
I guess it has.
Keon, how was your week?
Vake can put that on his tutorial website.
I missed what you said.
Vake can put that on his tutorial website.
Oh, yep, that was cool.
What do you say? You asked me a question, Carm. I'm so sorry. Oh, my week, it was pretty good. I don't remember.
Things happened.
I don't sleep.
I woke up. I came to the lab. Stuff like that.
That's all true. But I actually have things to say this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do it anymore because you've upset me.
Is that okay? Cool. We'll move on.
But we did. Jana had a birthday.
Oh, dude. That was an amazing birthday.
I went out for the one time of the year that I go out.
And I am honored.
Dude, that was an amazing birthday, wasn't it?
And well, I told you I appreciated your participation.
You were there for the important parts.
No, I was there. I was there at the
You birthday. Were there, Car Counts.
You were there for the appetizer. You were the for the appetizer.
Dude, I was there. You guys are What is going on together now? Like all of a sudden, like right before the show. Stacker's at home. Right before the show, me and Jenna were having a lovely moment. I was like, dude, the amazing birthday. It was amazing. She's like, yeah, thanks for coming. Look. And now you're like, oh, you weren't there. Oh, you weren't there.
Yeah,
like,
you're trying to pretend wait, that you were there.
No, I was there. I was there. I wanted to be there.
I am more than I was more there.
You guys need to go to your room.
For the record, Stackers, I had prior engagements a month in advance. I could not cancel.
I'm not complaining. And I could not cancel. It doesn't matter.
It just happened to be that like a week ago, Pleb Poet told us it's happening on Thursday. And I'm like, crap.
It doesn't matter.
And it was at the same time and I couldn't change it. So it was like, oh man, what do I do? I tried to do both.
You made it work.
Yeah, you stopped by. You said hello. You waved through the window.
He was making me feel bad now.
And you got a cake. That was awesome. It was beautiful.
It was a cake for every, like it was from Pleb Lab. Yeah, we supported.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't, yeah. Okay, so that's done.
Oh, it wasn't even, the cake wasn't even from you? It was from Pleb Lab?
No, it Dude. Was like from all of us. Like I want all of us. I mean, Jenna's a big part of like what we do here. Like she's like the
only girl in Bitcoin.
No, but I mean, how long have we, she's like our little sister, man. She's like the one that like makes the whole thing look alive, right? Like she feeds our plants.
That's kind of true, actually. In the case of the plants, I do keep things alive.
And then when she comes in, it's just like a breath of fresh air.
Right. Yeah, and you remember the old mural at the old place?
She made the whole mural.
That
like,
was cool.
She actually brings a sense of like
ovaries.
I don't know what you call that. It's just like a sense of like beauty and like wonderness and like
whimsy.
Whimsicalness to the lab that we don't otherwise get because we're just drowned in like just arguing about stupid crap. Like the other day we were arguing and you're like, did you hear that? You're like, yes, you guys are dumb. Or you said something. I was like, oh yeah, we are dumb. And it's just like, sometimes you need to hear that.
Okay. Yeah. You almost made up for not being at her birthday.
Thanks. Thanks for saying nice things.
That's I was really trying. Nice. I fail.
No, you didn't.
No, anyways, we appreciate Pleb Poet. She's a big part of what we do here. We wouldn't be the same without her.
Yeah. It was a good recovery.
It's true. If you've never seen this crazy show before, Okay. It's called Stacker News Live. We do this every week. We went to the Atlanta Bitcoin Conference last week, and we were talking about there. We met Deion Sanders. Somebody was telling me that this is Deion Sanders. I was like, oh, I didn't even know that was Deion Sanders. I just threw whatever because it looked like people.
Is it Falcon?
It looked like people in Atlanta, so I just threw it in there. I didn't think it was a big deal.
I know Deion from.
Check out all the videos. We had some popular videos. Wow, did you see this? What? Our graphing video had 1,000 views, Keon? Is that right?
Yeah, that's our most popular one now.
What the heck? Was that the one that we were debating?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
No way. The next one I wanted to bring up was
the graphing. Oh, it was the one that we were debating.
I mean, that's going to be a challenge.
Oh, that was the one that Topher was debating.
Their open source brain chip.
Dapps.
Oh, yeah. We went deep on that one.
Build off of that foundation.
It was long.
It was long. I don't want to watch it right now. But anyway, check it out. Apparently that one. Is that where all the signups came? 462? Yeah, we did. Yeah. That's crazy. Anyway, stop subscribing.
Maybe it's my hand.
You don't want to be popular because if we continue to get more people watching the show, we're not going to be able to say some crazy stuff. And I want to be able to keep saying crazy stuff. Right, Keon?
I don't know. I was distracted by the smell of Jana's hands.
That's mean. Okay. We're going to go into the top story this week. Or no, actually number 5 story this week. Oh, man, I went the wrong way. Yeah, number 5 top story this week. So I had a little play on Shock Wallet by Justin Shocknet. This is the Lightning Territory from Nullium. 9 comments, 3,974 cents. Keon! What's this?
Yeah, it looks like Nullium tried out Justin Shocknet's Shock Wallet with Lightning Pub. It's like a dual, it's like a 2-planet system. And they kind of, I guess they had set it up originally, and then I think there was a new version of it, and so they shut down their old one and attempted to restore. I guess they lost a few sats, but I think they were trying out a beta, so they kind of expected that. And it was only
40, so they even did a whole document.
42 sats, and then they set up the new version, and they were quite pleased, and they did went through the same process, and the sats stayed there. So whatever bug led to them losing a few sats, they recovered from. It seems like they're having a good time with it. Actually, our next top post goes...
Yeah, we might as well get into it. Number 4 top post is from Justin Shocknet, October 19th, Lightning Territory. This is 4,188 sats, 29 comments. My demo from Pleb Lab Mexico, Shock Wallet and Lightning Pub featuring C-Link. Keon, what's this?
Yeah, well, you were probably there for this, and you probably arranged for this talk to be had, but it looks like at Startup Day, Pleb Lab Startup Day in Mexico, Justin video phoned it in. And gave a really cool demo of Shocknet and Lightning Pub and how all the work that he's been doing. He's been talking about it a lot, but it looks like it's really come together. And here at the beginning, he goes into some of the advantages or what the requirements basically that he was trying to meet. And it basically wants static offer codes for people to be able to receive Lightning payments. And that's what he's built, avoiding using Lightning and Onion messages and improving upon NWC, and because you don't have these static offer codes for NWC, but still using Nostr so that you don't need a turn server or anything to get behind your NAT. So he goes through all the advantages of it, and then he does a demo of installing Lightning Pub.
That was the crazy part. So when we were in Mexico, everybody was shocked because there's a certain part of the demo here. Let me see if I can get there. And where is it at, Justin? Here. It's somewhere in here. Yeah, so he literally... It tells the crowd, he's like, and he talks a little bit of Spanish. It's kind of funny. But he literally tells the crowd, he's like, I'm going to try to do this in under a minute. And he freaking pulls it off. He literally does a timer, and he does it under a minute. And, like, everybody was, like, watching this in the Yucatan, and there's a crowd there, and everybody was like, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? And then when everybody did it, it was like, oh, crap. And he literally spun up. Exactly what he said he was going to spun up. A lot of this is over my head for the Stackers at home. I'm sure they know that. But everybody in the crowd was shocked. And just so people know, like like Justin is somebody I've known for since 22, I want to say. And he's had this vision for Shock Wallet, and he was early on Oster. He's very hardcore when it comes to like his ways about building a Bitcoin wallet. And him and like Evan are from Wolf, right? So they have like this, like, they're definitely positioning themselves to be different than some of these other wallets, I would say. I just thought it was fascinating that he is building something different, because I think in the space you see a lot of the same trade-offs. I don't know if that's fair to say, but I think it's fascinating that he's at least going in a direction that's interesting. So I think a lot of us were shocked that he got it done. And when I reached out to him, I told him, hey, we're going to do another one. He had participated last year, and he was more than happy to do this. So we were excited to have him. Hopefully we can get him actually in person, but I think he just has like family commitments and stuff. That's like the biggest thing for him, his family. So
darn families. So what he does in a minute here is he downloads LND, and he downloads and he backs it with a Neutrino Bitcoin node. And then he downloads Node.js, because this is all written in JavaScript. And then his code, of course, the lightning.pub code. And that all happens, it is installed, running within a minute. And then he's showing himself connecting to it through Shock Wallet. So Shock Wallet is like the interface for it.
And just so people know, like we were working with him with some Pleb TV stuff behind the scenes that we haven't actually announced yet. But, and I've said this before on the podcast, he's a pleasure to work with. Outside of like how he appears when he's like, you know, keyboard typing or whatever, he's actually a really nice gentleman. I think most people think he is the way he is when he types. He's not. He's like so kind. He could have been more kinder. It's just, I think people's personalities
change sometimes.
No, I think they think people's personalities are different when they're on like social media or whatever. But then when you actually talk to them in person, you're like, oh wow, he's actually super kind and gentle. And
you know what I meant to say is like some people's online persona show up a lot different.
Carvalho's like that too.
Yeah,
yeah, and Justin's definitely like that. That's why, you know, he's very smart. Like he's a very smart, intelligent man. And I'm done kissing his ass. That I can hear EK in my ear. Oh, Car, you're just kissing his ass. But I'm not. I'm just telling people the truth. Anyways,
you can kiss ass, and it can be the truth.
It's just the truth, dude. I think a lot of people write him off because they think he's one way online, and that's why you shouldn't talk to him. But I'm like, no, he's actually really intelligent, and he's very nice when you talk to him like in person.
I haven't seen people write him off, but
I feel like they do, and that's why I always try to support him.
If you come out swinging, I guess that's, you know, that kind of.
I mean, Tony was the same way when he came out with Muni, right? Like he was just defending his product, but you know, and I feel like Justin's kind of similar, but it doesn't mean that they're any more, you know,
less of a person.
No, just less intelligent than anybody else building.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would say that.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how we got on the subject, but check it out.
Yeah, you're busy kissing butt.
I do want to bring up the, where was, so it was that one. I think I saw the, was it this one? Yeah, so just to have this here. So we did get published on the absolute best Bitcoin only news site that's out there. It's called bitcoinnews.com. You guys should check it out. There's a couple other sites out there, but they're pretty lame. Bitcoin News is great, though. They did give us coverage for the Merida Startup Day, and it has a full write-up of like all the stuff that happened, if you guys are interested, including Justin's announcement and stuff like that. So Cascader had an announcement, Runster, all that stuff, even Feed Filter, and it goes into more about the stuff. So I would just check it out if you guys are more interested in reading more. They posted that this week. Cool. It was crazy, dude. People had heard about the, when I was at Austin Tech Week, there's two people that came up to me that had heard about the Yucatan thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of them was from Capita Factory. So that's where they had heard about it. So they just know from me. And the other one was from LinkedIn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they Bitcoin? Is the one on LinkedIn Bitcoin?
Because I had to make a LinkedIn for like Club Lab and stuff. So
is the LinkedIn person from a Bitcoiner or they're...
No, they're like a normie tech, Austin Tech people.
Oh.
Yeah. So I did, I think, and that's why I think it's like, I think it's important that, I think that event was a success. And I think, yeah, I think it was important because I think it was an entirely success. So it's good to see Justin. Hopefully we can get even more signups for his wallet and get more people trying it because I need to schedule a call with him because we need to catch up on some stuff. But
have you tried it?
Yeah. I haven't tried it yet, but I just haven't had time. It's not from like not wanting to try it. I need time.
Yeah.
But we're working on some other stuff on the Pleb TV stuff, so I can't wait to get on a call with him because we need to circle back on a lot of things. Anyways, keep it up, Justin. I love what you're doing.
One of the things I'm uncertain about is he says in the video that it starts out trusted. I don't know what he means.
Okay.
What he means by that.
I think it's because he's saying you got to run your own server. He has like the same mentality that Nick has.
No, this is different. I know that you have to run your own server. It's that when you, he's like, you can start receiving very small amounts, but those very small amounts that you start receiving until you open a channel is trusted. Mm. And so I just wonder how that works. Cause sometimes you have, it depends on the situation, but
yeah, that's
like
above my head.
The way that like Phoenix does it is you sort of like accumulate, fee credits that allow you to pay for opening a channel.
Yeah.
So
cool.
I don't know what that looks like.
All right. We're going to jump into, I guess we got to number three top story. Money class of the day, money illusion and unit bias, Bitcoiner style. 20 comments from Den, 4,442 sats. Keon, what's this?
Yeah, it looks like Den is replying to one of their fellow Swedes. Who shared I don't know what year it is. I think it was in 1968. Her grandparents went to dinner at a fine restaurant.
I feel opera, like the poet has something to say about this.
Opera Kalaren. I don't know.
Made like a noise right now.
I don't know.
It was a Swede, so.
Uh-oh. Oh, you didn't know he's a Swede?
No.
Oh, yeah, he's a Swede.
Cool.
Yeah, he lives there.
I thought
there.
British.
And he's shown pictures there.
Sorry. My bad.
Sorry. A fellow Swede shared an old receipt and it inspired him to write this post, basically saying that even though clearly there's inflation happening, on the kronor, I think that's how you say it, on their currency, it's kind of irrelevant but it's like fundamentally people in, if you do the math, people in Sweden and people in the United States are still able to buy as many dinners as they were then. And so while the kronor is getting inflated, people's wages are increasing, you know, perhaps there's some lag or whatever, but people's wages are increasing such that the inflation maybe, at least the inflation isn't the whole story. Like they're able to buy as many dinners and money is still serving its purpose. Even fiat money is serving a purpose and allowing people to cooperate at a scale that they wouldn't be able to do before. And so this is kind of Den's wheelhouse, is like a deep historical understanding of money. And so when he sees like, because this is like the common tweet that you see about money from Bitcoiners, is like, look at these inflated prices, gasp. And it doesn't really get any more nuanced than that. And so he provides the nuance for us and does the math showing that money is still functional even when it's inflated, at least at the rate that it was inflated here.
Plepo, what do you think about this? Would you relate to a woman... This is such a loaded question. Would you relate to a woman on social media who posted this tweet?
Okay. BPC
as a woman.
Spent the night at my grandparents. My grandpa showed me a receipt from dinner they had in 1968 at a fine restaurant. I would have some feelings about that, and I would say,
what does the show more do?
I would say, Grandpa.
Oh, there you go, right here. This
I'm
is
so what, happy this that is you that were says. Able to buy a fine meal at that rate.
She said, this isn't about prices going up. This is about money, our money melting away.
And I agree.
It's AI assisted caption.
But maybe that's just because I heard Michael Saylor say it one time.
Yeah, if you were saved 70 kronar, is that 62 kronar, in the hopes of being able to buy that same dinner 70 years later, you would fail to do that. And so in a way that did melt away. But Den's point is that if you didn't save, if you're not saving the money and you're simply exchanging it, 70 years from then you would earn more money and then would be able to buy the dinner for the same cost to you.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Like effectively, like in your life.
Yeah.
Based on like other things that you have expenses for.
Yeah. The main point is like, it's a medium of like the medium exchange function of money is still happening.
And I agree with that too. But I would be interested to compare the actual food from 70 years ago to the food today. Uh-huh. At that same restaurant.
So you're saying like the type of food back then was probably higher quality.
Well, that's my intuition.
Interesting. That's an interesting take. Boom. That's why we have women on Stacker News Live. Woo! Bing! Out of the park, baby.
Yeah, foul ball.
Dude, we would have never thought of that. That's kind of alpha you can't get anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen. You think BTC Sessions?
Yeah, misogyny kind of only alpha? Happens
you
here.
Think in BTC Sessions has that alpha? He doesn't.
Come here for the best misogyny every week, Friday at 4.
No, I'm not even joking around. That's like, I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably are getting better.
Stereotypes?
That was probably farm to table back then.
That's like Safdien's idea. It's not even my idea.
He said that in the
Fiat suite? Food.
Fiat Food, the book.
Oh. I didn't even think about that. That's true.
Yeah, maybe they're skimping on the fish or whatever they eat.
So I guess in a way.
I wonder what
Aglaron
meals are.
So was BTC Chick wrong? Is that what you're saying, Jenna?
Nope.
Or is she just misinformed?
Nope. She's made a point, and I agree with it.
Four beers. Wow, they're getting down. Two coffees?
Back then, you know the beers. You know the beers were probably... Well, that was probably just a nightcap thing, you think? Oh, hang on a second. Did I click on that?
Yeah, but that's...
Ooh, almost, why do you almost do touch that? Yeah. No, because you're probably just nightcapping that, baby. Boom. Grandpa no was... Cap. Grandpa. Oh, whoa.
What is nightcap?
Grandpa was getting down.
Yeah, night...
What hopefully is, he was married. What is oh, that? It looks like he was married.
Never mind.
Swedes are different, man.
Yeah.
What's an encarat? That's what I want to know. That's expensive. Oh, I guess it's an entree. Interesting. Okay. Do you want to move on? Or
what do we mean, yeah, I guess so. Okay. I think you're done, and that means we're done.
Okay, sounds good. All right. The next top story is the only thing Bitcoin is good at is breaking the law. What? Scoresby, October 23rd, Bitcoin territory, 33 comments, 4,942 cents. Keon, what the hell is Scoresby talking about?
Yeah, it looks like he's reading Voskal's book, Crypto Economics, again. And I think, and then he was also listening to Bitcoin Uncensored, which was a podcast from Bitcoin's heyday that I've heard several OGs mention before. And he saw them connect and he wrote about it. Mm. But on Bitcoin Uncensored, they said, he quotes here, people will iterate Bitcoin up to the point it provides regulatory arbitrage and no further. And I thought that was a great point, or just well said, because basically what it's saying is if the laws are favorable to Bitcoin, no one is going to invent a way around them. And instead, it'll just kind of stay in the state that it is. But then if there's a regulation imposed on Bitcoin, people will then create a technological solution to get around it. And that's kind of what we see happening. And then Bitcoin itself, of course, is one of these, like the first phenomena. I think about it more in terms of what's built on Bitcoin, but also, you know, I think their point is more so Bitcoin itself was built to avoid onerous banking regulation stuff, quote unquote, breaking the law, or at least right now, Bitcoin is not itself breaking the law. It seems to have evaded the law fully. And so he writes about that and how that is where Bitcoin's value is derived from, is allowing people to not have to rely on any particular jurisdiction's laws to access money and store their wealth, and how that is what underpins Bitcoin's value.
I think it's very interesting. There's this this is separate from what Scoresby's bringing up, but I think it's interesting right now. There's just this kind of like, I don't know. It's just like a distortion field in the greater world where you have like Tucker Carlson calling out Bitcoin right now. You have even people just abnormally like bearish on Bitcoin and its possibilities of what it can do for humanity. And I often wonder like what is going on in the ripples? Like what is going on in the, in the zeitgeist to cause that? It's just interesting that people, even, and we're going to get to the Peter Thiel thing later, but I do think a lot of people are just misinformed about this technology. And I was attending a talk earlier this week, and there was one really interesting thing that somebody said, and these are like the smartest people talking about this stuff, right? Or at least in Austin talking about this stuff. And they're like, why is AI different than Web3 in 21 was like one of the questions from the crowd. And the people on the panel said it's because the what do you call that, Keon? The learning curve is far simpler, and it only is going to get simpler for AI. That's the biggest difference. And I think they're right. I think that was like such a, because I was just like, I understood it right away. Right. It probably took me a long time, a lot longer, because I started much earlier. But I do realize that AI has a mass advantage when it comes to people understanding the technology far simpler than Bitcoin. And you kind of see it time and time again.
I don't think people understand AI, but it's easy to use.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to use. It's easy to get your hands on the technology and then use it. So it's just interesting. There's just a lot of misinformation out there, and I feel like it's only gotten worse with the Tether and the all the ETFs and treasuries and all that kind of stuff. Jenna, you got any thoughts on this?
I kind of feel like also what you're describing of like, why isn't Bitcoin kind of like looked at? When is Bitcoin going to be getting like its second look? Yeah. From kind of people who are like in the space and now really in the space of AI. So I guess we'll see, but I'm not like super worried about it, but it's kind of something to like think about and be like, what's missing, or I don't know. That's it.
Yep. Carr, did you have a response to the question you asked, or Jana's answer to the question you asked her?
No, I was just curious if she had any thoughts on it.
Do you?
I shared. Oh, do I have thoughts on what Carr said?
Or just about the whole thing in general. I'm just sharing my thoughts because Stacker News Live.
I think you're right that Bitcoin and Web3 stuff is harder to use than AI. Like AI's, like the technology itself exists.
Oh, I didn't say that. That was like their panel that said that. That was just an observation I brought to the table.
Yeah. I think AI exists to make things easier. And Bitcoin and Web3 exists to, I don't want to say anything about Web3, but Bitcoin exists to get around laws in certain jurisdictions or rules or onerous processes in certain jurisdictions that would impede someone's ability to participate in the economy, which Dan said earlier was our main coordination mechanism at scale. And that doesn't imply that it's easy. And there's like, that's not a fundamental feature of it.
Well, that is true. And that's also like part of the cultural reaction to it, that you can anticipate what happened is because like AI slop, like even in like that as a term, is like, you don't have to use your brain when you're using AI.
Yeah. You get to pretend. Yeah.
So yeah. So there
thought and you haven't.
So there was like this whole AI thing, and they were talking about it with creatives and AI, and a lot of them were musicians, and even they didn't even know that like you could use Waveflake or Fountain or any of this stuff existed. And you know, and I was telling Austin, like, I think they're almost there. They're like, it's like they understand it, but they're like one COVID away from really understanding that the money's broken. And I think we're close. There's definitely like, I think here in Austin, at least in Austin, like Web3 lost. And I think everybody knows Web3 lost. Everybody know Bitcoin is a thing in Austin now. So that's great. We won. But I do think they don't know that the money's broken, but they're close. Like I was telling you earlier this week, Dan, but we're like close. They're like almost there. They're just like one step removed from it. And I don't know what's going to take them there. Maybe something catastrophic or maybe hopefully not.
But I don't think you can expect every person to come to the same conclusion that you have come to.
That's fair. But these are supposed to be the smartest people, right? That they're gathering on panels and stuff. So they seemed like they knew what they were talking about. To me, they seemed that they were close to getting to the answers, at least on that stage. And to me, they almost seemed like they were getting it. But
they don't have a reason to get it yet.
Exactly.
That's what I mean. I was talking to Ted the Fed, or space. I mean, Space Ted. He's Space Force Ted now. I'm just kidding. I was talking to Ted about my brother-in-law and how he really got interested in Bitcoin when I invited him to a Bitcoin conference.
Oh, wow.
And he had reason to start learning about Bitcoin because he didn't want to come and be ignorant. And so even though before I had kind of, I kind of warmed him up to it. He was never really sold on it. But then I was like, hey, come hang out with Bitcoiners. He's like, man, I better learn about Bitcoin to be able to do this successfully. And
he didn't want
to
be
totally ignorant. And then he got really into it. Like he had reason to go a little deep enough in it where the tide.
So it was like, when shit hit the fan, pedal to the floor, to the metal.
Well, yeah, it's just you need reason to have to spend the quite enormous amount of time relative to most things, the most time that people dedicate to things.
So they do need to understand. You do need a catalyst effect, like some sort of cataclysm.
No, I'm not. I don't watch enough Alex Jones to feel like
when you said bad things one COVID away, I think that's
I was being true. Dramatic for this.
Show. But I kind of think that's true. Like, I think it happened for a lot of people because COVID gave them a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that. Yeah.
Me included, for sure.
Yeah, I do think, but that is, it's mostly a lack of motivation and not so much a lack of bad things happening. And so that might be, there might be a positive way to get more people to recognize Bitcoin's promise without bad things happening, but
I hope so.
It's a lot easier to imagine bad things happening.
Cool. Good talk. The number one top story of the week is I built a website that organizes Bitcoin tutorial videos from across YouTube. This is from my hate fake, 31 comments, 10K boost, baby, 96.99 cents, Bitcoin territory 22 hours ago. This is from Vake. This is the Vake.
This is the Vake.
Yeah, this is from Vake. Are we sure? He demoed this to Hackintosh at TEBCON.
Oh, then we're sure.
Yeah, we're sure because he was on really stage and everything. Yeah, so this
What's
is the
up, answer. Vake? Congrats.
This is the one that he demoed. So you can type in here. I'm talking for Keon.
He's got his 1990.
You can type in BTC sessions. Style. So if you want to type in only BTC sessions.
BTC sessions.
No, honestly, BTC sessions.
Is there any pleb devs?
I don't know if there's pleb devs.
Pleb dev?
He should get Plebdos.
Is it one word or is it two words?
It's one word.
I think it's all think open source, right. So someone can make a issue on this repo.
No, I think Austin. I think your husband is building a silo over there, so he's probably not
a big Lightning guy.
He's probably not sharing it. Austin's all about making money now. He's just like, I got kids to support. I don't think it's working on here. But anyway, you can type in BTC sessions and get all the BTC session videos.
All right.
And then you can also type in, like, say I want to do like CoinKite, because I like CoinKite.
And there's some stuff you might need to know. I think you have to like delete one filter before you.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Try to look for another one.
Then you can type in just PlebLab in here. Oh, no, PlebLab's not here. Dude, fake, throw us in there. We're free.
Yeah, but you don't have any tutorials. If you want to be on his website.
We have 258 videos on YouTube.
It's bitcointutorials.org, though.
Yeah, but we have a ton of tutorials. We have like a ton of super testnet tutorials.
Those are like, I think, courses. He's talking about how to use.
Okay.
Yeah, build.
You should probably make a, you probably should do like a developer thing.
You did a great job, Vake.
Yeah. You did a great job.
I didn't listen to Carr, Vake. You're a great.
No, I'm just.
Carr's swerving out of his lane, Vake.
No. He's swerving. Yeah. We're trying to like keep him in the right lane.
Carr's out of his lane.
Whoa, what's tokens? I was just making sure. I was like, whoa, what are you doing here, buddy? I saw tokens. I got scared. He needs testnet and liquid. That's good. He got the eCash one too. There you go. He got a special one for EK. There you go, EK Scoresby. He got eCash for you. Privacy security. That's cool.
Yeah, apparently he watched all these videos to label them properly, dude, so that he could put them in the
system. He even has Frost.
So colorful. I appreciate that.
Dude, Vake is obsessed with media. I don't know if you guys know this. He basically told me that he just hangs out all day and watches videos.
Yeah, and we got to meet Vic and TabConf, which was awesome.
He barely started using Stacker News. He just loved the podcast.
Yeah.
Turns out. That's cool. Isn't that cool? Look, you can go BitKey. You can do, what else can you do? You can go here on the side. It's probably easier just not to type it in and do this.
Yeah, the filters seem to be well organized. So
yeah, I would do, he should do developers and then do like one developers and then just do all this famous developers. Do that, Vic. This is so cool. I like it. I need to add it to Plebbook. Cool, man. You should take this on tour. What do you think, Keon?
Where would it go?
Just go to all the conferences and like show everybody what you did.
Oh, yeah.
Also, he should share this to BTC Sessions.
Can rent out like concert venues, yeah. Like tour like a band.
You should just have this, like, you know, Madison's and all the conferences in a corner, just running, just letting people use it.
BitcoinTutorials.org.
BitcoinTutorials.org. Love it.
At Madison Square Garden.
This is amazing. Cool. The other, I think that's all of it. I think that's everything. Yeah.
Wow, we did it.
We did it.
So it just went by so fast.
That's Kevin Costner. And the Paramount thing.
Yeah, and he skipped out of the last season.
Look at that, Poto. That's good.
Or was it him? Or no, it was Harrison Ford in the other one.
I didn't watch it. Apparently, he's like bootstrapping a lot of his own movies.
No, it was Costner. Costner's, yeah. Because he did his own independent movie.
I like Kevin Costner. He's one of my faves.
He was so good.
How you like Walker, Texas Ranger, though?
Oh, Chuck Norris? I never actually got into that, but I love the comic stuff, like all the funny stuff to it.
I don't think I've ever watched it. I think it's a little too campy, like corny for me.
All right, we're going to get into...
Is it true or no?
Should we start off hot?
Should we start off hot or should we...
At least watch Hey Dude.
Should we keep it light still or should we go right into the heavy stuff?
Carr, did you ever watch Hey Dude?
Yeah, I love Hey Dude.
Hey Dude.
Yeah.
And then somebody gets kicked in the face?
It was like it was great. Did you watch Delete Your Shorts?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, Kia, we could have had a moment.
Salute Your Shorts.
Oh man.
What about Johnny Bravo?
No, that was after me.
I didn't watch it.
I think my sister and my brother watched that. Do you watch Hey Dude?
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah, I used to love Hey Dude. You never watched Salute Your Shorts though? It was around the same time.
Probably not.
Oh, dude, Salute Your Shorts was amazing.
What is he saying?
Salute Your Shorts. It's basically
salute
about
your shorts.
Camp on a wanna. We hold you in our hearts. And when we think about you,
we hold in our farts.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Cool.
Makes me want to fart.
Okay, cool. It was
about a camp counselor that would be mean to them. And then they would just like go off and like run away from camp. And They would just get in. It was amazing.
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon was amazing.
Yeah, back when they didn't segment ages.
This is when, like, the 90s. Stuff. This is what I'm saying. The 90s was the best time to grow up. Like, it really was. Just innocent. Anyways. Yeah. Do you guys want to get into the heavy stuff or you want to get into the light stuff first?
Let's go heavy.
Wow. Okay. We're going to go into the Antichrist.
You gave me the option.
Jenna's like, I just want to go home.
They're fighting. I just want to go home.
So this is from, we don't have to go too long on it, but I think it's important to bring up. But Peter Thiel's been doing an off-the-record lecture series on the Antichrist. And I think it's important just for people of the faith to actually talk about this stuff, because I think whenever somebody's out there talking about these things, and a lot of what he's saying is very, I wouldn't call it misinformed, but I would definitely say it's definitely getting me to think that he might not know what he's talking about. And I'm not saying that I know what I'm talking about, but I definitely know enough to call, like, hey, there's something here that's just not making sense. And yeah, like he needs to, like, for what, like, Vic says, like, there's sometimes you need to stay in your lane. And basically, if everything the Guardian is reporting here, and I'm not going to go through it all because a lot of it is just very, yeah, it's just outright, just like, it's wild. Just the long story short, he's doing a series of lectures in San Francisco about the Antichrist. And a lot of it is based off of his understanding of what the Antichrist is. And I don't know exactly what his sect of Christianity is. I don't know what his personal life is. I could speculate, and there's like all these rumors, and I don't want to do that because I think that's just, we'll leave that for somebody else to do. But I do think it's important to show that a lot of what that's being shown here is that he's basically trying to say that a lot of the technology that they're building in Silicon Valley can lead to potentially the Antichrist, and can lead to leaders that are particularly young right now that can then turn into the Antichrist. And I think what he is missing here is that that's not how things work according to scripture. And so I wrote a whole post. I'm not going to go into it, but I wrote a whole post about this, and I stayed up till like 4 a.m. last night because I had been thinking about this like for a week, and I had talked to Nick about it. I had talked to a couple other people last night. I was talking to a close friend of mine about it, and I really didn't know like what side to pick on, because I'm trying to get to a point now where I don't want to slander people, and I don't want to go on the record of like just like going attacking them. I'd rather attack the ideas now, and I feel like in my writing I need to be much better about like fighting these ideas, but fighting them on the historical facts and kind of sticking to the facts on this stuff. And so I was just touching on the fact that he's very much a person that is a huge fan of Lord of the Rings. I don't know if you guys knew this, but he's a humongous fan of Lord of the Rings. J.R.R. Tolkien was a historically Catholic guy. And a lot of the symbolism inside of Lord of the Rings is a very Catholic type of good versus evil type of thing, right? And so, again, I referenced a lot of that stuff in there. It's funny because I didn't even realize that I had written an article in 2021, and there's this amazing song called, what's the name of it? Let me see if I can find it. There's an amazing song called "The Past Is a Grotesque Animal." And the reason why that song is important is because it was done by this guy named Kevin Barnes. And Kevin Barnes is like the modern day, or at least in my generation, he was like the modern day like version of Bowie. But he wasn't quite Bowie, but he was an amazing poet. And a lot of people thought that he was going to be the next Bowie, but he just never became that. But a lot of what he would do and a lot of his antics was very much of like doing these type of things that would then cause like a maelstrom, where it would be like this theater, these antics, but that would get a rise out of people for the sake of getting a reaction out of them. And it was funny because the more and more I thought about this, the more I realized it's like, this is very similar to that song. That song that he had made is exactly the type of thing that he is describing in those words. And when you look at it more closely, you realize that what Teal is doing is trying to conjure up this past thing, because as I don't know how well you guys know the Revelations, but the Antichrist literally was Nero in the early Christianity, and he was the one that everybody determined was the Antichrist, and this head thing had a long past. And I go into it and I touch on it and stuff like that. In this kind of weird way, Teal is kind of now saying there's this going to be this new Antichrist and this new thing, and he's mislabeling it and almost doing a thing where he's just like misidentifying this new villain in a way, and it's almost type of some kind of theatric thing that he's trying to do. And it's, to me, I find it a little bit alarming because it's almost looks like misdirection in a way, but I don't know why there's misdirection there. So anyway, I put all my thoughts into it and wanted just to share this because I think it's important for people to understand that, like, a lot of what he's doing looks like he is, it's concerning because a lot of what he's doing is almost, there's a good scripture too. And I think the scripture probably makes the most sense, but it's Proverbs 21:1. And it talks about how God, when he gives people, like the job that Keon has, this is what Christians believe. The job that Keon has, he has this job because he's been anointed by God to have this job to do the things that he's doing. And if there was another person for that job, then God would have given another person that job that Keon's doing. That makes any sense. So the job that Peter Thiel has is given to him by God. And so when in the Proverbs 21:1 describes is, I need to pull it up because I want to get it right. It describes this thing called the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord who turns it wherever he wishes, like a stream of water. Basically emphasizing that even with the most powerful humans and the kings that are anointed by God, there is no way that whatever Peter Thiel is trying to do, that people are afraid that he's the Antichrist or whatever he is trying to prevent, if that's a thing that he's trying to do, can come to fruition without God's purpose, without God's direct intervention, if that makes any sense, according to scripture. And that's where I think a lot of what's not being said here is just not, and this is where I think it's important to talk about, people of the faith need to, if they feel compelled to, should be speaking up. And that's all I wanted to bring this up, is because I think it's important, because I don't think there's anybody in the Bitcoin space that wants to touch this, because it's kind of like one of those things that's like, car, stay in your lane. Do you really want it? And I think it's important to bring up because it's like, yeah, but like, I feel compelled to say something. And I also feel compelled, like, in a way that it doesn't really make sense why somebody of his stature would be going out this route. But I do understand that God has him in that position for a reason. But it doesn't mean that there's absolutely no way that anybody should be fearful of what he is doing or what he intends to do, even if these things are true or what he's saying, because a lot of what that is going on is far out of his control, even if he is trying to do these things or prevent these things. That makes sense. I'll leave it there for the table.
Oh. Okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you uncomfortable maybe about the way Peter Thiel, okay, I guess I'm not sure like what, where his, I don't know anything about his talks.
Yeah.
But I think you just summarized it to say that he would lead you to the place where you would see that like technology is the Antichrist's clothes.
He has two main theories about what the Antichrist is. One of them is it's like totalitarian technology, stuff, and the totalitarian state that exists to lord over technology and prevent it from escalating to the point where it causes an apocalypse. But then that's like its own form of apocalypse, to have a totalitarian state. And then the other side of it is the technology itself gets so dangerous and abused that it becomes like the Antichrist and causes the apocalypse. So those are kind of, those are the two theories that I've heard him say, but he's basically broadly talking about the Antichrist and thinking about it in a like a modern context and it arising in a modern context. That is my, from the, this is about a year ago.
But we would listen to him in particular on this because he has been inside technology as...
Yeah, he's both on the inside of technology and as a Christian, which are pretty, quite a rare pairing.
Right.
Yeah, and this is where, like, it's very fascinating because he and I touch on this here, like, in the, like, I try to be very poetic with this because I don't want to be heavy-handed anymore. I'm trying to be my, trying to get to my, I'm trying to, when am I writing, Jenna? You appreciate this. Like, in my writing, I'm trying to be more like Christopher Nolan now. Like, I'm trying to get to a point to where I don't want to be heavy-handed with my writing. I don't want to be too on the nose. You either going to get what I'm saying or you're not going to get it now.
Yeah, I know. And you said something you said earlier that I appreciated was that you want to be more facts-based and not
attacking.
But like
even this line, like
that is good. I appreciate
it. Even this line, we melt our own snow and wonder why we bothered authoring disasters we then deny. Like that's a poetic line that I ripped off from Kevin Barnes. And when you look into that line, it basically means is that like everything that he is has built throughout his lifetime, he's and, you know, some people would argue that he's effectively destroyed or he's effectively created and he's been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's wondering why, like, mm-hmm. why am I where I'm at and why am I having these lectures?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of one of these things where it's like, in a lot of ways, it's almost like I kind of feel like he's exercising something. It's almost like a way of him coming to grips with the reality thing that he's created.
Yeah.
And it's very much like the J.R.R. Tolkien thing. When you read the article, it's a lot of like Lord of the Rings because he was a big fan of Lord of the Rings growing up. It's like his favorite book. And it's almost like he is living that kind of Sauron type of reality. And he's coming to grips with this kind of order behavior of.
So is that part of your analysis to like then kind of tell us like don't listen to what he's saying?
No, or? I'm not saying anything. I'm just giving my opinion on the whole thing and saying that like,
yeah,
I don't want normal people to get disturbed by it. Like I'm trying to tell people like, I guess the whole, like you kind of have to read it and understand it because there's a lot there, but I'm not trying to sway one people one way or another. I'm just trying
analyzing
to,
it.
I'm just trying to leave it open interpreted now. Yeah. Like yeah. I'm done trying because I was looking at my writing from Thriller Bitcoin and I was like, what's the next stage of my writing? My writing needs to be like, I need to move to a place where it's like, it's going to stand on its own and it needs to stand on a place where it's like Christopher Nolan, where he doesn't give you an interpretation of what he's trying to say. He just says, this is it. And you either understand what I'm talking about or you don't. And that's kind of where I'm trying to go now with my writing. And I stayed up for like 4 hours yesterday trying to like bang it out. And
I read it. I enjoyed reading it. I think I share, Jan, I'm not sure where what you're saying about Peter Thiel's work. I could see that you're skeptical of it, but I don't know in what ways you are skeptical of it. Are you saying that the scripture disagrees with Peter Thiel's interpretation or someone who would be a theologian who studied it in detail would disagree with Peter Thiel's analysis? Is that what you're saying? Or
I think you have to read it and you have to look at the articles and you have to actually like look into it. Like I named it the Velvet Stage and the Burning City for a reason. Like I named it these things for reasons. Like the clues are there. That's kind of where I'm at. Like with what I'm doing now, it's like, you know, there was a time where I would have been like more on the nose about things. And I'm realizing now that like, I don't need to do that anymore. They just need to be open-ended about things and leave it for interpretation.
I'm not saying you need to be on the nose. Yeah. That's why I'm asking. I'm asking for the nose. Like I'm trying to figure it out after having read it. And that if the idea is you never show the nose, even if someone asks, then that's okay.
I think we had it here in the comments, like Simple Stacker. Or no, Billy the Kid got it.
Okay, so you agree with the Billy the Kid's interpretation of your writing. Okay.
Yeah, and then we go into it a little bit more. and I literally said it in the beginning about Proverbs 21:1. I think the biggest thing that if you look, go look at that, go look at Proverbs 21:1. That's how I feel about it. If you're curious, like, what's the whole point of the write up on Stacker News? It's like, what do you think about Peter Thiel's Antichrist lectures? 21:1 Proverbs. That's what I think about it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I guess I was. That's what
you
I
can't
was...
summon the Antichrist. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, you think he's trying to summon the Antichrist
or exorcise it from himself?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that, and that's not what I'm trying to say in the on the article. I'm just saying that go look at Proverbs 21:1. I'm not trying to be on the nose, Keon.
I know that, but that's what I'm just trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out what you're saying. This is mostly what, like, yep. In detail. I get what you're saying broadly.
You got to leave that for other authors. I think there's people a lot smarter than me that can be more eloquent on the nose about things and do it the right way. That's not me. I can't be that. I got to be me.
Well, I like the title.
Yeah, the title's cool. I thought, and I, you know, it's very broad, and it kind of has like a tapestry of different.
Yeah, if I would have had more like influences, if I would have had more kind of like, if I would have posted on Thriller Bitcoin, I would have been more like beautiful.
So one question about this Guardian article: what's meant by off the record?
So the one thing that's interesting about this whole thing is that he sold tickets, and then you weren't allowed to talk about it, recorded it, or it was completely off the record. There was a couple people
turned in your phone or something.
I'm not sure about that, but there was a couple people that did, and then they initially died. No, they didn't die, but they didn't get invited to the next week's performance or whatever.
Okay.
Punished.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that kind of mean like maybe like the type of atmosphere you wanted it to be was like a comedy show. Honestly, that's the same thing you do at a comedy show. Turn in your phone.
Yeah.
So people feel free to say things that are a little bit pokey.
I think he just wanted to talk to his crowd.
To his followers.
To his followers, yeah.
My sense is it was mostly like sort of, my sense of Peter Thiel is like, this is like kind of a beta, and he's trying to get it to a closed audience and release it to them, and he doesn't kind of.
I think Keon gets it, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. See, that's why I like Keon, because he's going to figure out like how these guys think.
I would love
what
to else think.
I'm curious, what are your thoughts on this? Because you're going to have a totally different take on this than I am.
Well, so I'm not super familiar with scripture, but.
Yeah, but yeah, I want to know your take on
this. Peter Thiel has been exploring this idea for a few years, and there was a podcast that he did with the Heritage Foundation, a Stanford conservative group. And they do these great, Peter Thiel goes on there frequently. And he described his current thinking at the time about the Antichrist and the apocalypse. And I shared that on Stacker News maybe like a year ago. But I think it's at the very least, it's an interesting frame to view technology and the potential trajectory of the world. Janice getting a drink, and it was distracting because I couldn't see what she was doing. What do I think of that? I think he explores two potential poles as being the apocalypse, and I think I don't know. They seem to make sense to me. I could definitely see the apocalypse coming about by having a totalitarian government, and he kind of lays out that there are incentives to do it because that's the only way to stomp out. If AI is going to be really powerful and it's going to be in the hands of everyday people, it's kind of like giving and you know, we have AGI. And people basically have, everyone has a nuclear weapon, more or less. And that's maybe bad. And that's an apocalypse of some kind. But how you might defend against that is you have a totalitarian government that squashes that technological progress, but then that's its own antichrist and its own apocalypse of a kind. So that's kind of the way he described, it's like a very black and white
Yeah,
thing, but
I don't know. I kind of see it a little bit differently as far as like the timeline. I kind of see it like, and remember I told you I had went to that thing and I saw the timeline and it really opened my eyes to the history of the world and stuff.
Yeah.
And I really kind of see it interest like the fourth turning. I kind of see it now a little bit differently. I kind of see it like the internet was invented. Then, and then you had Bitcoin fix the money. And then now you have AI and then we're going to fix the energy. Then it's going to be the final frontier. And I think that that's kind of how I see it kind of playing out. And I either we're going to destroy ourselves before then, before we get to the final frontier, or we're not. But I don't think we have to get to a total totalitarian government. Either we're going to annihilate ourselves or, but I don't think there needs to be like an NWO. That happen.
That's what he's saying is he thinks the powers of the world might intervene to prevent us from annihilating themselves and in the process create an antichrist and an apocalypse of like culture, I guess, and like human well-being in its own way.
I think there's a change in the world order right now, and I think a lot of people are vying for the boomer class kind of going away, and I think Gen X is just making their moves, and I think that's what we're seeing. So that's what I think is going on. Just the hand over the keys. So I could be wrong about that, but that's what my spidey sense tells me.
I don't know anything about the future. I'll say that.
That's honest.
That's honest. Yeah.
And that's the reason to pray.
There you go. Ted said something, but
maybe
couldn't hear him.
I don't know.
Do you have some thoughts on this, Ted? I didn't even ask you.
You just wanted us to be bullish. And
you want to come over here and say something
with him?
Oh, Ted has some thoughts. Oh, come here.
Bitcoin is inevitable and everything else is questionable.
I like that jacket. There you go. Cool. That was all of it. That was our Peter Thiel take for the week. We're going to jump into the most popular AMA of all time on Stacker News. Turns out it was mostly harmless.
It's Pleb Poet. Not the most popular.
Yeah, I think it was, actually.
And I also...
Who was the most popular AMA besides this?
I think Nifty's was more than that.
Oh, wow. Well, she's the queen of lightning, so what do you expect? Yeah.
So Lynn Alden's was also pretty popular.
Was there more?
Yeah.
The Nifty's?
For a long time, Lynn Alden's was our...
Lynn Alden's.
Yeah, our most zapped, highest...
I mean, yeah, that was pretty...
Was it?
Of course.
Let me look up.
Lynn Alden was actually somebody.
That's so mean. Let me look up Lynn Alden. Was it the most popular one? Hey, sorry, I got to fact check this. All right, I guess it wouldn't be this week.
No, it's forever. Go by Sats.
And then the first thing that you see is...
Oh, wow. It was the most popular. But how are you doing this? By Sats, I guess? 137 comments. How much did you get? 62? That's not bad.
Yeah, you're half a Lynn Alden, dude.
There you go.
Let's go.
That's not bad. She started off, hi, everybody. My name is Lynn Alden. You start off like that?
I don't even want to be popular, though.
That's true.
You're winning, then.
Anyways, we're talking about Pleb Poets AMA. Keon, did you see this?
No.
What?
What is this website? Where am I?
You didn't see the AMA?
You didn't ask any question, though, so I think that's a fair...
Dang.
Yeah, usually when stuff is meta, I don't go in there.
Dude, you ask everybody's AMA. You're, like, the only guy doing AMA sometimes. I'm surprised you didn't do this
one. Wait, what's the reason for not doing meta stuff?
Because I'm always thinking about Stacker News, and I feel like if I go into a meta thread, I destroy it. I like.
Oh, because yours doesn't align with how other people.
All right, let's
think.
Get into it.
I feel like I stop people from being able to come up with their own stuff.
Let's get into the top.
Stay away.
Let's get into the top questions. Here we go. Bitcoin Heads On says, you're not quite the only one, but yes, there are not many of us. And actually, I created this login. What was that about? Oh, that was the one that you guys were talking about. There's another woman.
Yep.
Okay. Simple Stacker said, how did you come up with the idea for the zines? There you go. That was another popular one.
Socks. Do you agree with the way I put it there? Do you agree that confirmed that that's the series of events?
Yeah, I got inspired by a zine maker. And then I was just like on one that day. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, you were like, this should exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody likes them. It was the most popular thing at Sapcom.
It was a stroke of genius.
Socks said, what is it like to post your first zine here? I was personally super excited. Yeah. Crypto Sensei said, what job did you give up in order to work on Stacker News? I thought that was interesting. They thought that like you had not, that you didn't do anything.
Huh?
They thought that you didn't do anything. They're like, oh, what job did you give up?
No, I don't think that's
no
what they're saying. They're not saying she
didn't. Because I was doing a job.
Well, he said gave
and
up.
And I gave it up to do Stacker News is what he's saying. So I was doing a different job and then I came and did this job. Is kind of the way he's putting it. That's how I read it.
I was surprised everybody was like, how did they welcome you? I was like, I think it was pretty normal.
Yeah, right. That's how I feel too.
What about art and culture? Are those subjects will represent at Stacker News? And you're like, yeah.
Yep.
And Darth Coyne. Oh, I'm surprised Darth Coyne came in there and asked you questions.
Well, I know. And that was great. And he was kind of more asking me like
Star Wars stuff.
Like stuff about like, you know, like, I guess, what do I think about different things? That was
that's
fun.
What I'm saying. Darth Coyne's actually a good stacker. I think.
Well, and that's kind of what I was like expecting. Just kind of like shoot the shit in this AMA. That's not a real AMA.
I think when you do AMAs, you realize like who your real fans are on Stacker News, right? Is that what you realized?
Well, I wouldn't think of anybody as fans because
I mean, your real friends, maybe your real friends. Like, who are the ones really zapping you?
I don't know. I don't really think.
Yeah,
I don't distrust anybody.
I would love to see a real Bitcoin dog AMA. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
Keon, would you comment on that one? Would you ask a question on the real Bitcoin dog AMA?
I might ask a question.
I would ask him if he's gotten on stage again.
Real Bitcoin dog, you heard it here first. I would like to see an undisciplined AMA or like a Gray Ruby AMA or a Darth Coin AMA.
I think for some of those names, it's like an AMA every day.
And no, it's not. I feel like we don't even know these guys or women.
Kind of true, but then they may not want to be known.
Sure, but I would like to see more Stacker AMAs.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm down for it. The next one is...
This is why I don't comment on things, because I'd be like, it feels so insular. And then people wouldn't do it if they want to do it.
No, but how cool would that be if every week we did another like Stacker AMA of like a
popular. I mean, I get what you're saying as well. Yeah. It already is insular.
It would be cool to do that.
It doesn't matter.
Like a Justin Shocknet AMA. Like how cool would that be? Like, I don't know. That'd be cool. Carter said, do you think there are any tasks you complete better because you are a different sex or fair sex?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you said dishes.
It's kind of like what you said earlier, Carr, too.
Yeah, that's true. I asked you this one because I thought you were going to give me some really good answers. And you kind of did. I was surprised that you liked the Talking Heads. I didn't know that. And then the T.S. Eliot, I remember you saying that before.
Yeah, I said that.
The time travel thing, I kind of knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
The other
one. Well, she had the medicine and she just never took it. So I'd be like, ouch. Grandma, you got to take it.
The ballet classes. I didn't know the ballet thing. And then the Michael Chamberlain. Who's Michael Chamberlain?
Well, he's just like a painter in San Francisco that I really like. And he does a lot of YouTube videos that are really helpful and inspiring about how to get started painting. So I would just go hang out with him.
And then a treehouse. What do you mean by a treehouse?
Like build a house in a tree. There's a couple trees in my parents' backyard. It's where I got married.
You would actually build a tree inside the house.
I think you got
to take that over to you, Keon. I'll take that over to you.
She needs a house and a tree, not a tree and a house.
A house and a
tree. Not a house tree, a tree house.
No, because it says like maybe a tree house.
Why don't you just Google a tree house?
You know what a tree house is. Do they have so few trees in Texas that you're.
Oh, it is a house and a tree.
That's when you're a kid, you didn't want a tree house.
Aren't they cool? Yeah, now you're turned on to what tree houses are. I'm so glad.
Know that was the thing. Maybe I just thought that was, I'd never seen this before.
Wow, no, yeah. I don't believe
it. Dude, hanging out at the beach, bro, when I was growing up, I was watching Nickelodeon and all that kind
they
of
stuff. They had to have tree houses.
I was watching Salute Your Shorts, Keon. Dude, this is cool.
That was a magic school bus.
This is wild. Dang, look at that. Like so you would live in this, though?
Yeah.
What about the termites, though?
I know there's a product you can buy that, like, seals the wood.
Yeah, that's where I would be like, maybe for, like, a two-night stay, I couldn't do this. I'm sorry. I'd come visit,
you
though.
I mean, that was my part that I threw in there that was kind of like...
I'd come visit you, but I wouldn't... Sorry.
What?
I'd talk to you from the ground. I'd be like, hey, how's it going up there?
Right, it's a good place to, like, escape from people.
I think it sounds whimsical and good on the surface, but yeah, I don't know. So they have these things on like in Rockport and Corpus where they have them like on stilts.
Yeah.
For the floods and hurricanes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that, but without the tree. Have you thought about that?
That's really cool. And would you live in one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
There you go.
See, just it's a tree part you object to, not being off the ground.
Yeah, because it feels weird.
But I was going to say, I mentioned Ash Wednesday up there because that's like one of my most prized like books that I have. So I would have to take it with me because I happened to pick up a volume that like had his signature in it.
Oh, really?
So.
Yeah, I had to do a research paper.
Not original, like reproduced, but it was still like this copy was like a very limited, very limited run.
I had to do a research paper on him one time when I was a kid. This is before ChatGPT for the Zoomers in the audience. It sucked. It sucked doing the research, not learning about them. But did you ever do a research paper on people like that, Keon?
I didn't graduate from high school. And I spent a lot of time not in school when I was supposed to be in school. So
I would hang out at the library. I was a nerd.
You would hang out at the library?
Yeah. Because I like to use the internet.
I was getting stoned hanging out with my girlfriend. That's what I was doing.
Calm down. All right. This is when you know it's ready to move on because Keon's like bored. All right, we're gonna go to the next top story. I was bored. These are the cues that I know to move on to the next story.
It was a good cue.
Hey, I know your quirks, man.
Okay.
Fine. We've done this long enough. We're like how many episodes now at this point? 195? It's a lot. Week in, week out, ladies and gentlemen. I bought my first zine, 7 Common Set Attack, 3,242 sets. Kia. What is this?
Yeah, well, this is, I mean, I think a Blood Poet should talk about this.
Yeah, what is this?
You were excited about this. You told me about it.
I actually know what it's about. I can explain it, but go ahead. You can.
Well, I really liked reading this because there was a lot of nice things about me.
It's been your week.
And it's been my week, and people have been so nice to me this week. I don't know what's going on.
Man, it's been an amazing week. I'm not going to lie.
It really has.
Like, I've had an amazing week.
For everybody? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wow. And it's also been your birthday week, too. But
Ted, have you
outside of that, week? It's been a great week.
Oh, okay.
I'm also happy that we're back in Austin.
Well, I just appreciated this because Sad Attack was talking about, so he bought a zine because he was featured in the zine, and I love that that happened. And then,
which one was that one?
It's up there.
So this one?
No.
Which one was he in? This one?
Oh, that's right. That was the one about the trolley.
Yeah, the trolley and the sticker and paying for the sticker. And I don't think that was... Wait, was that actually his post? Go back.
For the love of the game. Topher. For the love of the game, Topher. Oh, he's not here.
Will you go back up?
Oh, man, dude. This cat is cracking up and reading us so much, dude. Oh, man, this is so good. He won't. I'm sorry. For the love of the game, Topher. For the love of the game, Topher, come over here. Say for the love of the game. Please, Topher. Sorry, Jadam.
Come sit over here.
Like... Just say for the love of the game.
Here, just...
Say the line, Bart.
Say the line, Bart.
What's going on?
Say it. Say the line, Bart.
What are we reading?
Do you remember this?
Oh, man. Wasn't this a sticker?
Yeah. Do you remember what made you say for the love of the game?
They were trying to sell this sticker for like a ridiculous amount. And I would be willing to just buy it anyway.
Oh my God.
No, I think what it was is so I think he so we all
it looks like a dog. It looks like a dog.
I mean, if Ewoks this were real, so this is bad. Probably what they would look
want
like.
You know what I want for Christmas, guys? Land. Guys, you know what I want for Christmas? I just want this sticker.
I think he overpaid. So the dude in this, I think we agreed that he overpaid for the sticker. Or he sent him extra sacks for the sticker. And Carr was like, what do you think about that, Topher? And you were like, well, it makes sense. So, you know, I'd do it for... Or would you do that, Topher? And you're like, for the love of the game.
Always. You got to keep these Bitcoiners in check. You know? Do you have channels open? Do you have enough liquidity? It's more than just a sticker, Car.
Dude, it needs to be that sticker, and it says, for the love of the game. Oh, my God. Somebody, please.
You don't even know what character that is.
I don't care. It's so funny.
For the love of the game. Keon, you know that's funny. Keon, you know that's funny.
Well, I don't laugh, but yes, inside I know it's a little bit funny. I mostly find it funny how funny you find
it. I find it hilarious. Topher, right? How much were you cracking up?
Oh, who, me?
Both of us.
Oh, was I cracking up? No, I'm a stone cold fox.
Oh man, dude, it was keep funny. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go back to Janice post for the love of the game. Let's go back.
Let's make a car crack up.
Yeah. Oh man, it was great. All right, sorry, Janice, go for it. This is all about you. It's your week, girl. It's your week, girl.
Go this
for
is it. Your week, girl.
It's your week, girl.
Damn, the sass in his voice. It was nice.
Are we doxing Pleb Poet a little bit?
No, we didn't say what day it was.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Mary did.
It was Pleb Poet Day.
It's your week, girl.
Thank you.
All right. For the love of the game. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
You said they bought their first scene and then we got distracted.
Oh, all I was going to say was about this. One more thing. I just wanted to say my favorite thing that he wrote goes like this. Where is it at?
Where is it at?
Well, don't scroll down.
Okay.
Paper
the way she organizes each individual post with artsy competence.
Where is this at?
Oh, artsy competence.
I mean, that's all I could ask for, you know?
The way. Yeah. Oh, this right here. The way she organizes each. Competence. Yeah, it's a real treat. And so is he talking
Thank
about,
you for saying that.
Is he saying like when you're doing the Sacred News post, or is he saying when you're doing the shipping, like the handling of the package? Like
the shipping and handling is artfully competent. Well,
yeah. You know, there's something about that.
That special pouch. You get the Pleb Poet touch.
I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not going to pay money for Hexa.
Yeah.
It's all the Pleb Poet. It's basically Pleb Poet. You could argue the articles in the zine, like the negative space is are the articles and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. Because yeah. there's a lot of Pleb Poet.
There's a lot to look at.
You could kind of, if you cross your eyes, you can't tell where the zine is.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, I know. It's great. That's what makes it better than the site, is because there's this added layer of.
I think you should. I think you should name one of the zines this next few weeks for the love of the game.
If I found that amusing, I might.
And then have that dog on
the dog.
What if I bought an ad? What if I bought an ad and I bought an ad with the thing?
It would be on there, dude. Once it's bought,
I'm offended for all the Ewoks in this moment.
Oh, is that an Ewok? Say the line, Bart. All right, cool. That was amazing.
I will just say that Pleb Poet puts a lot of love into every zine that she creates.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost that many sats. Yeah. So if you haven't bought one, just buy one. You flip through it. It could be pretty quick, but, you know, it's totally worth it for what you're paying for.
Is there one this week?
Yes.
Where is
number it? 30.
This one?
Yeah. Totally worth it. It'll brighten up your day.
You is know. It this one?
No, it's not.
Anything. Just do it for the love of the game. Anything.
Yes.
For the love of the game. For the love of the
game.
Cheers.
Oh, wow. What up, dude? This is why Topher's a class act. This is why Topher is. So this is this week's zine. For the love of the game. For the love of the game, buy it. For the love of the game.
What game do you love, Carr?
The Bitcoin game.
What game do you love, Keon?
It's for the love of the game.
Tetris.
Yeah, I like Tetris. That's pretty good.
I love Sudoku.
Oh. Interesting. This Stackerty zine is a weekly publication of the best facts and fictions from your favorite pay-to-post Bitcoin-only forum. You can be featured here by going to Stacker News and dropping your knowledge.
Yeah, so I picked up a bunch of trash off the street.
Really?
And I scanned it, and that's what that is.
This right here?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That was really fun. I had to kill so many ants.
Oh, no.
For this. So ants died for this zine.
Gosh.
It's cost of making a zine.
Yep.
Gosh, rest in peace, ants. Oh, wow. Look at the back of that. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're still doing classifieds.
Oh, wow. Look. Looks like people are buying them.
Yes, sir. Context got his classified in there for his store, where there's Bitcoin merch. So
there's room for love of the game with that
dog. You should check it out. I think there's tank tops in there. I think there's journals or something, or like his book.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh yeah, book plus merch.
Look at that. You're getting free advertising on Stacker News Live. Yeah. Doggy. Write a short story with 12 words.
Oh, yeah, did you see that post? That was cool.
That was cool.
Looks like it's going to storm on us.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, it's
going to make it a great week.
I got some chicken waiting for me at home. So
nice. All right. Well, that's all. Is that all the stories? We have one more. I think we have one more, right? Research in public?
Yeah, we had Meta. I just thought this was interesting. Simple Stacker continues to do their research on Stacker News data and found that when stackers become unprofitable, especially when the price is high, they tend to leave. And I thought that was pretty.
Oh, they come back when it's low. That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was worth mentioning.
They leave when it's high.
When the price is high and they're unprofitable, they're more likely to leave.
That's you got to pay more.
Funny.
Right?
Yeah, in fiat terms.
I was busy, but I wonder if it was because they're either busy because it's high or it's just because it's high. I think it's because they're busy.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
They get busy when it's high.
Yeah.
You're saying. I think he's trying to draw like economic arguments or economic reasons.
I wasn't on Stacker News for like 2 weeks when the price was high because I was busy.
I think he's probably.
Yeah, I can only speak for myself, but.
Yeah, I forget exactly.
But I'm back now, but the price is low.
A lot earlier when he posted this, but yeah. I think he accounts for most of that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Something to look into. Cool stuff. Let's jump into the Top Cowboys. Where's the Top Cowboys? I always mess up on this. Top Cowboys. This is Keon's favorite segment. The most popular segment in Bitcoin, the Top Cowboys.
Yeah.
What all the people.
I've had death threats over this segment. Really? They're so popular. Yeah. Other
podcasters. Oh, wow. What happened to your other head?
Sending me death threats. I thought I'd try the real cowboy hat this time.
Look at that.
Ready for the rodeo.
You kind of look like
James
Dean.
You look like a totally.
What's his name?
So you just look way more professional now.
Tom Wayne.
People are going to start taking it seriously. You better watch out.
I look like I could take you on I could be a tour guide in Australia.
Definitely look more serious now. Are you going to start wearing that instead of the yellow one?
I don't know. I always thought I'd try it out this time.
And what's the animal that it's made out of?
It's made out of beaver fur.
Beaver.
Yeah.
Beaver
high fur. Quality. Best beavers in Austin.
Mm. Interesting.
Dude. Yeah. I think the guy who makes them,
I've never even seen a beaver.
Oh, I see a lot of them on Sixth Street, if you know what I mean.
Whoa.
So we're going to jump into the top.
Didn't get a car with that
stories
one.
Stories here on Stacker News. Keon, you're number two. Who's number one? I guess. I think I know.
Yeah, none of this has really changed. That's what makes us.
So all the top 10 so got the same hat as you or no?
Huh?
All the top 10 got the same hat as you?
Not in the top 10. Anyone who held their cowboy hat for over a year.
Oh, interesting.
At one point in time. They will be getting one of these.
So not the top 10. So we don't know because that's only private, I guess?
No, if you go to any stacker's profile, you can see what their longest streak was.
And if it's more than 365.
There's about 12 stackers.
Then you
know. Am I one of them?
Oh no, definitely not. You have to hold your cowboy hat for over a year consistently.
Wait, is Plet Poet one of them? Where are you at?
No.
I'm not.
How many days?
I've only got a month.
I got 4 days? That's bullcrap.
No, dude. Go to your profile. It'll show your longest streak. Go to your.
Oh, because that's your current streak.
Yeah, that's your current
streak. You can't have one of them?
Well, what's your longest streak?
My dog have one of them?
Well, he's not listening to us anymore.
Where is. Does Max have one of them?
No.
4 days. Sox have one of them?
Very few people. Only 12 people.
We need rules, Keon.
What do you need rules for?
How do we maintain a cowboy hat? We don't even know how to maintain a cowboy hat.
The rules are pretty clear to everyone who's maintained one.
Where are you at, Plet Poet? I don't see you on here.
There I am.
Where?
26.
Oh, there you go. So if you click on hers, where does it say 37? That's it? Do you know how to maintain a cowboy hat?
I do.
How do you do it?
I can't say.
This is stupid.
Right? Okay,
yeah. It's an Easter egg, yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to kind of learn.
41.
You guys can tell
I don't even know how I did that. What did my old profile do? 9 days. There you go.
Just, yeah, so, you had high res for 41 days and he lost it.
I don't even know how I did it. So
that's why
I go. What did Undisciplined do? Let's see.
Yeah. Undisciplined will get one.
Gosh.
Blockchain Ruby would have already got theirs. Gray Ruby's got one. Siggy, of course. Coins Reporter did one.
Wow. What's the longest possible cowboy Crypto streak?
Sensei? Oh, Crypto Sensei is going to get a cowboy.
Nearly 3 years.
Okay.
Does Scoresby get one?
Introduced it a long time.
Scoresby hasn't even got one yet.
He'll be getting one soon. You know, he has 100 days left or so.
Optimism get one yet?
Optimism is not there yet.
Oh, wow. What about 117? Wow, 117 have one? You don't think this color should change to like gold or something when they do get a...
I guess it could, but
just so we know that they're like,
yeah, anointed.
That would make sense. Wow, that's crazy. So what happens once they get the golden hat?
Once they get the hat, we send them the hat.
And then they have it for all of life because it's a beaver, and so it'll last.
We ask them what their hat size is.
I wouldn't even wear the hat. I just
would you show the inside of the hat? Because I think it's pretty cool.
What's in the inside?
Yeah, it's got a nice, you have the number.
It's like all fancy up in there.
Well,
I thought you meant in here.
It's fancy in there. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. It's like satin.
That's a normal hat.
It's got satin.
I just want the SN on the outside. It's pretty cool. Okay, well, good stuff.
Well,
right. I think that's all I got. Let's do the. You don't have time to do that. You got to get going over there. Keon, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, you know, I'll probably like continue binge watching Star Trek.
Sad thing.
In between working, that's like my. That's how I really get down. Most of the time these days, I don't know if I have anything else that I'm doing. Nope, I don't have any plans.
Flip poet.
Thanks for reminding me.
What are you doing?
Keon, do you want to go to like a coffee shop or something?
What would we do there?
Well, just drink coffee.
Maybe.
Cool.
Yeah.
See how hard it is to make plans?
We can go to a coffee shop. It's just kind of boring.
There's a coffee shop downstairs.
What about if it's one you've never been to before? Have you been to Mozart's?
But I mean, do they have coffee that I haven't tried before?
Yeah, have you been to Mozart's?
No, what is it?
Have you been to their car? Mm-mm. It's on Lake Travis, not Travis, Austin Lake.
Oh.
Where the fancy people live.
Yeah.
It's like a deck over the water.
Coffee roasters? Oh, this is over there by...
Anyway, it'll be really busy on the weekend, so fuck that idea.
Yeah. We could rent some jet skis.
We can?
Yeah, can't we?
Well, I don't know. But I got a paddle board.
Huh? Oh.
Do you do that every Sunday? Oh. I got a paddle board. Does that count?
Yes, you guys are super fancy. I hang out in South Austin, so I'm super pleb.
Anyway, I probably won't hang out with Keon, but if he wants to,
there you go.
That'd be fine.
Mozart coffee roaster. It looks cool.
We could find something.
Oh, look at that.
So we'll find something useful to do. Is that what we're aiming for?
I don't know. Just
look
something
at that
where we don't have to entertain each other.
Look at that view.
We have no hope of doing that.
You could take one of those pictures.
If it doesn't happen for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a question for y'all. What are you going to be for Halloween next week? Because next week is Halloween. We got to do our
Halloween episode. Oh, is it next week?
Yes, dude. Holy crap. We got to do our Halloween episode next
week. I need to go look and figure it
out. I'm thinking about being Neil Diamond.
Oh, yeah. I see the similarity.
Can I be...
Do y'all know who Neil Diamond is, though?
Yeah, and I'll be Elton John.
I'm thinking about being Neil, for the stackers who are at.
You're not gonna. We could go shopping for.
I got the costumes. Perfect glasses to be Elton John.
Oh, that's so
Austin just gave me them for my birthday.
Neil Diamond. Let me see if I can type it. Neil
you
Diamond.
Didn't bring them.
I did bring them, but I forgot them, and they were in my.
So I'm thinking about time. Thinking about this as a get up, like something like a.
Oh, you forgot them.
Like
at
a sequence,
home.
Like a sequence
not
thing.
In your bag.
Where's yeah, like a young bag. Like a young Neil yeah. Diamond,
which
with
is
the,
with you.
Yeah,
kind of thing. What do you think about that?
Yeah, do it.
Oh,
but I want you to be a mariachi.
You could be your dad.
Everybody keeps wanting me to be a mariachi.
Well, you said you were, and you have the costume.
Yeah, we're not being racist.
We just want to see it.
Yeah.
because I don't believe that it exists.
I don't want to be a mariachi. I want to be Neil Diamond.
All right, yeah, I think you should do it.
Year I was Charizard, and I
did, how do you manage to be a Neil Diamond in a costume?
That'd be great. Wear something super
cute. I don't know. Just wear something like that and just show the chest and just like act like
Neil Diamond. I've never seen your chest before.
That'd be great. And
the ladies love it, you know?
What's on there?
Chest. But you just act like that, bring a guitar and just go, come on, like that. You just do that.
Oh.
You never saw Saving Silverman? Look, so this is where I got the idea.
So that movie?
Yeah, it's such a great movie. Like, this is what they are. Like, Jack Black is Neil Diamond.
Whoa, I never saw that.
It's so good.
I should see that.
So I would just get like something like that where I'm not going to shave though.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Then people are like, who is Neil Diamond? What do you think, Keon? Do you want to be Neil Diamond with me?
Oh, wait, we have to. There can be more than one?
Yeah, we could be. Yeah, if you're Elton John, we can do a whole 70s thing.
Okay.
It could be a 70s revival. Ted, you in? What are you going to be, Ted? What are you going to be for Halloween?
He'll be a ghost.
I think it'll be hilarious to be on Neil Diamond. It's just like, it looks like it's just like some black pants, a sequence like thing, and then like a nice wig.
And a belt buckle, mm-hmm. I think is pretty important.
Yeah, I can find a nice belt buckle.
There you go.
I have to tuck it in. I'm going to look sharp, boys, girls. Anyways, that's what I'm thinking. Pleb Poet, what are you thinking?
Yep, that's a good idea.
All right. Keon, what are you thinking?
Of being for Halloween?
Yep.
I don't know. It's kind of late notice. If I can find a Halloween shop, like a rental shop, I'll probably do something cool. But
you have to do something. We do Halloween episode every year.
I will do something. I just don't know.
The Sackers were going to be very disappointed.
Oh, you're right.
What if you wear that hat and then you like dress like a beaver? That would be pretty funny.
I think I could do that. Wouldn't be opposed to do that. Yeah, I think.
Plus, we got to go to Ted's.
That's too hard. It's too abstract.
We got to go to Ted's.
The best costumes are like on the nose. Like you know, they're wearing a costume. Car's gonna show up, and they're gonna think he might have a different sexuality than he has. That's mostly what.
I don't care. It's Halloween, dude. You're supposed to be silly.
I know, but that's fine.
That's just hilarious.
I think it's good if you actually take it. If you take it,
I mean,
it needs to be taken too.
I could be Negan and be super cool. But
I don't ever do that again. That was so upsetting to me when you were Negan.
Will you?
But I could be Negan again and be super cool. But I'm like, no, let me just make a fool of myself.
Will you wear makeup?
Does he wear makeup? Probably not. No.
Oh, probably a little eyeshadow. Maybe a little eyeliner. No,
I'm good. But so what are you going to be, Keon? So you're going to for sure though. Just so before we leave, you're going to be for sure.
Why do I have to decide this now?
No, but you're for sure going to get a costume though.
Yes, I've been more. I'm the most costumed person.
Wow! Look at this guy. Okay, Stackers, you heard it here first.
I wear a hat every.
Keon guaranteed he's having a costume next week. I just
want
to make sure.
Well, I will agree. You're like one of the most
because the Stackers,
you know, most costumed.
The Stackers wanted to make sure that they're gonna.
Oh, what's this now?
They're gonna see us. They're gonna see us in full costume.
No, because you wear the same clothes every day, so it's like you're your own character.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is a part of me keeping my character. Are we done, Carr?
I think we're done.
Okay.
Stackers, have a great weekend.